And I'm Danny Fever. News and weather right after yet another Christmas song.
Another Christmas song.
Bah humbug! All this nonsense about Christmas. I can hardly stand it.
Come on. Tis the season to be jolly.
Yeah, right. Everyone I know gets grumpy. More grumpy than usual during the Christmas season. All this warm and fuzzy music. I can't play another one of these songs.
How did you ever become a disc jockey if you don't like playing music?
Obviously, my good looks.
Your good looks? Well, you do have a face for radio.
Westman, is that weather report ready to go?
Give me a minute. Have you seen all these weather bulletins? Any more paper comes off that printer, it's going to look like a blizzard in here.
Blizzard sounds about right. Look out the window.
Well, Eve, all I know is I only have one more commercial left to play, so you better get moving.
K-I-N-G, Christmas.
Venus and Mars here, back with weather in just a moment, and there's a lot of winter weather out there. So folks, make sure you have batteries for those radios. Don't miss a minute of the classic Christmas Eve program, Lessons and Carols, straight from Cambridge, England.
And now, our long-awaited weather report from KING weatherman, Eve Westman.
Thank you, Janie. KING listeners, it's time to prepare for the approaching storm. The National Weather Service has issued a blizzard warning for the entire area, creating very dangerous conditions, heavy snow, high winds, and falling temperatures. So please, stay tuned and stay put to KING Radio for further updates.
This just in, the National Weather Patrol is closing portions of the interstate. Stay warm, stay put, and stay tuned, listeners.
While you're heating up the hot chocolate and finding the extra blankets here, some more wonderful Christmas music for your listening enjoyment.
Ma'am, I've got a busload of folks here. A children's choir on their Christmas tour. We sure could use a place to take shelter right about now. They're closing down the interstate.
That's just awful. Did you try a hotel?
Yes, ma'am, but you know how it is this time of year. No room in the inn.
Oh, my. Well, of course. Come on in out of the cold, everybody.
Yeah.
and bad news. As you know, a big blizzard is heading this way. An entire children's choir, along with their director and bus driver, have just taken refuge here at the station.
That's bad. No, that's good. They got off the interstate just in time, and they're all safe now.
We don't have much time before the heavy snow starts.
That's bad.
No, that's good. We push play on that English Christmas Eve program, pack up, and get out of here.
No, Danny, I'm afraid not. We are the emergency broadcast station for this area. It is our duty to stay here and inform the public.
That's good. We have a job to do.
No, that's bad. This new alert says that the electric lines are icing up, and they expect the power to go out within the hour.
Wow, that's bad.
But we have a generator.
That's good.
But the generator limits what we can broadcast. All we can use are the microphones. No turntables, no special programs.
Now that's good. No more Christmas music.
Now what we are going to do is come up with a Christmas Eve broadcast on our own.
What?
Us?
Wow, that's bad.
How? Can you write something else for us?
Me? I write commercials and public service announcements, not Christmas programs.
Oh, come on, Hal. In our church, we have these two old ladies that write one every year. How hard can it be?
Well, okay, but I'll need some time and some ideas and maybe a Christmas miracle.
Since the Christmas miracle ship has sailed, Hal, we're on our own and soon to be powerless.
We are never on our own, Janie, and we are never powerless. God is always with us. Now you all pray and I'll get my Bible and get started writing that program.
Okay, people, let's get busy. And let's give Christmas to our listeners.
Janie, use your script.
Want to need a script, too? I don't need a, what's this? What am I going to do with a book?
Janie, that's a Bible.
But I've never read.
You know, Janie, where the real story of Christmas is found. Now, I've marked all the places where you read. Just go in order, and it will be, well, I hope it will be...
It'll be great, Hal. Nice job.
Danny, Venus, let's give Christmas to our listeners.
Okay, folks. Here we go. Everybody ready? Our world tonight is not so very different from a time about 2,000 years ago. Wait. Okay, KING listeners, KING Radio is back on the air. We might be running on a backup generator, but we have tons of holiday cheer and are ready to bring you a Christmas Eve program to remember. Joining us in the studio this evening, we have a busload of young folks who have taken shelter from the storm here at KING Radio. Gertie, what can you tell us about our guests?
Well, Venus, we just happen to have an entire choir all the way from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
You're kidding me.
Well, how about that, KING listeners? A choir straight from Bethlehem. They look just like little angels. And now, on this dark and stormy Christmas Eve night, we present to you KING's original production of The Light of Christmas, created by our very own Hal Nichols. Our world tonight is not so very different from a time about 2,000 years ago. People were just like us, looking for guidance and direction, hope and safety for light in a dark world.
answers our cries, and he had a plan. God sent his son into the world, and the light began to shine. It all began in a little town called Bethlehem.
This is how Jesus the Messiah was born. At that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken, and because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home, to register for the census. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, his fiancée, who was now great with child. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her first child, a son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. There were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David, and you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened which the Lord has told us about." They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was a baby lying in the manger. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child.
In Isaiah chapter 9, the Bible tells us, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace."
Isaiah chapter 9 also tells us this, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned." And in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6, it says, "For God, who said, 'Let there be light in the darkness,' has made this light shine in our hearts so we can know the glory of God that is seen in the face of Jesus Christ."
All glory to Him who alone is God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord. All glory, majesty, power, and authority are His before all time, and in the present, and beyond all time. Amen.
Bid our KING listeners a very Merry Christmas. Good night.
Wow, that was
enlightening?
Powerful? Yeah, all of that. I've been completely in the dark about Jesus. No wonder I had a hard time getting into Christmas.
Without Christ, there isn't much point of Christmas, Janny.
Without Christ, there isn't much point to life in general, Danny. But with Christ, there is life and light.
There's hope and power for living.
And most importantly, forgiveness for any and every bad thing we've ever done or thought or said out loud, even on the radio.
That's it. That's what I've been missing. this little baby. He came down to save the world. And he came to save me. Man, this is fantastic. We should have some Christmas music.
What? You? You want to have another Christmas song?
No way. I don't want to play one. Let's sing one.